As the young man was trying to cross the river on horseback, the rope helping him along broke.
Rhoda!
The rushing water of the nameless river yanked him off the drowning horse, sending him tumbling helplessly downstream. He heard his mother yell something just before he was pulled under the water. Swimming furiously, he fought his way back to the surface. Through the spray, he saw his horse slam into a boulder, blood gushing from its mouth, its eyes going blank before it was swept away, the contents of both saddlebags floating after it. Throwing himself forward, the young man strove to reach the sinking animal. But the cold water was quickly sapping the strength from his arms and legs, and his sodden boots felt as if they were lined with lead plate. Realizing the hopelessness of the task, he abruptly changed direction and started slogging toward the rocky shore. The spray made it hard to see clearly, and the speed of the water was making the shore race by in a blur. Just then, a boulder appeared from the blinding spray.
Shit!
Dean grabbed hold of a passing tree branch a split second before it slammed into the boulder. The tree branch broke away, and Dean was sent hurtling forward. He clawed wildly for anything to help him stay afloat, but his clutching fingers encountered only the turgid water and random bits of flotsam. His stomach was starting to hurt now from the cold, a sure sign of reaching the end of his strength. Making a hard decision, he started to unbuckle his gun belt, willing to lose the precious weapon to stay alive for a few more seconds, when a line of jagged boulders rose out of the spray. In a surge of adrenaline, he tried to slip between the deadly outcroppings. He made it past the first two, but the third smacked his arm with stunning force, and the entire limb went numb. Spinning about, he lost all track of direction and speed, then cracked his forehead against an unseen boulder. For a brief moment, warmth flooded his face, and the water turned red. Then an undertow dragged him down, away from the air and light, toward certain doom. Even as darkness filled his world, he clawed for the knife on his belt and began slashing wildly at his arms and chest. More blood welled from the shallow cuts, but then his heavy bearskin coat fluttered away in the tumultuous river. Pounds lighter, he felt strength return to his weary limbs, and more determined than ever, the young man fought to control his passage down the icy river. His world coalesced to chaotic swimming, dodging boulders, and trying to reach the shore. Any shore made no difference now. Long minutes passed, maybe hours. He had no way of telling. Swim, fight, breathe, live became his only thoughts for an unknown length of time. Then his boot brushed the bottom, dislodging loose rocks, and he dug and clawed his way through the shallows toward the muddy bank, grabbing fistfuls of weeds. He hauled himself out of the battering water, every inch of freedom gained, fueling his will to live. There were trees and bushes only a few feet away. Struggling out of the sticky mud, he barely managed to crawl onto dry land before collapsing. Totally exhausted, he sprawled on the blessed riverbank.